Look closer at who tried to overturn the presidential election, and you'll see a lot of the militants behind the riots are anti-choice extremists. Derek Evans stalked clinic workers, arrested for storming the Capitol. Taylor Hansen, clinic protester, insurrectionist. Elijah Schaefer, anti-choice activist, broke into Nancy Pelosi's office.
The Capitol rioters' disturbing ties to the March for Life. Ladies and gentlemen, there are moments in my life where I think that America cannot get any more dumb. And I feel like I've read the stupidest thing that exists in the world, but then I open up the Daily Beast or BuzzFeed. A lot of these articles, including like this one, remember Mashable? They tried to tie me to the Capitol 6 riots. Well, now they're trying to tie anti-abortion activists to the Capitol 6 riots, meaning we are entering an age just like we saw with Charlottesville, where every single act that the right wing gets wrong, like the Capitol 6 events, is going to be used against us for the rest of our lives to attack every single view that we hold dear. We're going to be talking a lot about this new developmental story and some of the new ways that the feds and the Democrats are using the Capitol 6 riots to manipulate the United States of America, change us into a police state, and target political dissidents. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we provide you the best graphics. I want to remind you that we are not in our normal studio due to unforeseen circumstances. Our new studio is being built currently. I am joined, as always, by my lovely producer, Savannah Hernandez. We are back, Savannah. Welcome back another day.
We're back in our high-quality studio with our high-quality graphics.
And high-quality backgrounds, as always, that are not crooked. This is the kind of budget that we bring you here. Before we jump into everything, I want to remind you guys, this is an audio-only podcast. And some of you guys want to know the best way to support this show. You know, we have been demonetized on Facebook, on YouTube. We have been deplatformed from Facebook and Instagram multiple times. They have taken away advertisers and cancel culture. But I want to remind you that, you know, an easy way to support us is just clicking that link below for Apple Podcasts, leaving us a 5-star review, letting us know your serious thoughts about this. It helps future advertisers know that they can support the show. It's the way that we finance things as well. And we really appreciate it. We love you guys and we love the support. We hear the feedback. We are not stopping anytime soon. In fact, like I've told you, we're going to be expanding. Just be patient. We have a lot of great things in store. Let's jump into the stories for today. So, now, Savannah, I know you're not surprised. I'm not surprised that the left would dishonestly try to connect the Capitol 6 riots to every single agenda that they disagree with. But connecting these, insurrection, revolution, coup, whatever you want to call it, to people being against abortion, mm-hmm. I think that's a new low.
Definitely. I mean, they've tried to take down the pro-lifers for so many years and to try to tie them to this event, which had nothing to do with that, is just, it's bad. It's very, very bad. But are we surprised? No.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Let me read this to you. This is absolutely insane. So this author, Liz Winstead, said several people who stormed the Capitol are linked to the anti-abortion March for Life. Enough with their dangerous anti-abortion rhetoric, writes comic and activist Liz Winstead, which of course is a very fitting name to be considered a comic. And I wish this was a joke. I do. Let's talk about this. On January 6th, insurrectionists attacked the U.S. Capitol and brought into sharp focus a threat those of us who have been monitoring right-wing extremists have understood for years. Some of the people who either attended the siege of the Capitol or played cheerleader for it to their thousands of followers in social media were the exact same dangerous extremists who harass and threaten patients and doctors daily at reproductive health centers. It goes on to say right here in the middle, it was alarming then that on January 29th, just 3 weeks after the storming of the Capitol, another DC gathering of Trump-loving extremists, one that annually draws tens of thousands, was seemingly moving forward as planned. Well, that's, of course, it's called the March for Life. And so what this person is doing is they are attempting to say that just like we saw in Charlottesville, right, which was where Heather Heyer was killed, tragically, of course, to the dismay of the media, not to ever talk about the fact that there were violent left-wing extremists like macing people, pulling out guns, knives, and there was a massive chaos. What they did is they only took the death of one person and they used this to amplify that there was this rising movement of white supremacy in the country. And therefore, all Trump supporters are to blame and should be looked at as suspect. And we saw that, Savannah, we saw that for 4 years, we were treated as terrorists because of one incident and one death in 2017, and we never stopped hearing about it.
Right, and now we're seeing this happen in repeat over and over again. I mean, it's so predictable. We see the way that the media, you know, manipulates things. We see the way that politicians manipulate things, and we're seeing them do the exact same thing all over again.
Yeah, guys, and I want to tell you, check out this tweet. So this is why it gets personal and why I'm bringing this up. You guys already know, I think I have this article here. I'll read this tweet in a second. You guys remember this Mashable article where there's lots of these actually, but where they tried to paint me as being some sort of an insurrectionist. They said YouTube reportedly let Trump supporter profit as he tweeted from the Capitol. And then they stuck this picture of a woman, by the way, a female, in a Keep America Great Again hat at one of the staffers' desks, which I know I have a high-pitched voice and my jeans are a little too tight, perhaps, but I'm not a woman. Gender identity is not an issue that I have amongst many other ones that could or may not exist. That isn't one. But the way that they incorrectly framed this to get this channel demonetized and to ruin me. But guys, there is a very expensive ad campaign going on by pro-abortionists now to frame not only myself, but people we know and other journalists as terrorists. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about Road Armor. So if we bring this up on the screen, guys, I'm telling you, if you're driving your car, if you're around town, if you live like in a place where I do, like Texas or in California, where there's rocks and things that are out there that can destroy your car, it is vital that you protect your vehicle with Road Armor. This is an American company that hails from from Texas. So it's American made. They use the highest grade steel that provides the technically superior product support that you need for your car. And they use the highest quality materials. Now, this is not just normal body armor. This is a protective all-around American-made shield that not only keeps your car safe and allows your car to withstand major things, like it could even be impacts with deer or whatever that's going around your place, but they also are an incredible company as well. Let me tell you about them. Their mission is to produce products that are irreplaceable and that they're a piece and a part of your life and what matters most, protecting your lovely vehicle. But also, guys, I want to tell you that they are proud supporters, and they hire and they are mentors of first responders and veterans. They do a lot to protect them. And also, Road Armor products are not just products that protect your car, and they also give you style and protection, but they actually support life-changing organizations. They support American Valor Foundation, and they're also passionate about giving back to our first responders and veteran communities through donations. So when you support them, you're supporting first responders, you're supporting veterans. I'm big on that here, but also you're supporting your car with awesome Road Armor. I'm getting it on mine. You should get it on yours. You just pick out the look, the make, and you can get it there. But this is the best part, guys. If you go to roadarmor.com right now, use promo code BLAZE50 to save 50% off your first order. Again, go to roadarmor.com, use the code BLAZE50, that's B-L-A-Z-E 50, to save 50% off your first order. I'm getting it for my car. I know, Sav, you're planning on buying a brand new car soon too, and you're getting it on your car.
Definitely.
So we're excited. Again, go to roadarmor.com, use code BLAZE50 to get 50% off your order. Check it out today. All right, so let's jump into this tweet. So this is getting personal, guys. They are using the Capitol 6 riots to defame and destroy everybody. Now, like I said, I wish that the Daily Beast article was a joke, but Narol, which works with Planned Parenthood, wrote something incredible, and they distributed this on TV and across social media to show you how hard they try to hit us. It says here that among the Capitol insurrectionists, this is, again, they say that I use the wrong words, revolutionaries, but insurrection is a failed revolution. So apparently Narol agrees with my wording and framing. They were some of the most vocal and violent anti-choice extremists. So first of all, Savannah, let's talk about diction and word choice here. You are no longer pro-life. If you are against abortion, you are a violent anti-choice extremist. So talk about word spaghetti, you know, mangling here. Being against abortion makes you a violent extremist. Like, where the hell did they get this one?
You know, and my favorite thing about the way the left words things is, for example, if you go to the March for Life, it's going to be one of the most peaceful and the loving events you could ever go to. Whereas if you go to the Women's March, you're going to see women with like hairy armpits screaming into the universe about how unfair life is to them. And it's just like filled with agony and despair and just bad vibes. So every single time the left describes the right, they are using basically, you know, the reality of what they are and they're projecting it. I feel like it's always a projection, you know?
Yeah, I do too. You know, let's get further in this. This is an actual attack on us, by the way. We're taking legal action against them. A few people are. It says the reason they tried to overturn the election and the reason they're trying to ban abortion are one and the same. What?
Oh, this is great. I love that end part there. What does it say? They just want to maintain white patriarchal control.
Yeah, okay. So they've tied in white supremacy, the patriarchy, being against infanticide, and people challenging legally and constitutionally the election, which has happened in most major elections in recent history, to somehow being a part of making you a terrorist. So this is like the next level of idiocracy. I think this is the next level of stupidity. I wish that this wasn't real, but people paid for this. And it's not just a tweet, because by the way, Twitter's not real life. I want to play this video for you, which is absolutely defamation. And I'm going to break it down. Let's go ahead and play their video with a guy who has, maybe he's autistic, which there's nothing wrong with being autistic. He has a really hard time enunciating his words. He could just be eating nuts. There's a lot of gay people that do that on the left. And there's nothing, I'm not against you if you're gay either. I'm just saying it could be one of the same, or maybe he's just flat out stupid. Let's play it.
Look closer at who tried to overturn the presidential election, and you'll see a lot of the militants behind the riots are anti-choice extremists. Derek Evans stalked clinic workers, arrested for storming the Capitol. Taylor Hansen, clinic protester, insurrectionist. Elijah Schaefer, anti-choice activist, broke into Nancy Pelosi's office. Abby Johnson, anti-choice celebrity, promoted events tied to the failed coup. And Senators Cruz and Hawley. So when these extremists march for life, remember who they are.
Paid for by Nara, pro-choice. Okay, first of all, can we bring you up on screen, Savannah? Can we bring some confetti here for a second?
Okay, all right, confetti.
If the pro-choice activists are against us, that's like a pretty good thing. Like, you know what you stand for by who's against you.
Yeah, you know how they always say, do you want to be on the right side of history? I would say that based on who our enemies are, we definitely are.
Yeah, I'm excited that they are against us. But let's break down a couple of the claims there. So number one, we've talked about the fact that this is defamation. They've called us violent anti-choice extremists. Mm-hmm. This might be the first time we've made a video about abortion. Isn't it?
You know, together, I don't know if you've made anything outside of...
I covered the March for Life before, but I didn't say anything.
It's not really a topic that we focused on too much on because we're always, you know, culture and politics. And I guess abortion always kind of does bleed into culture and all of that. But this is really the first time we're going in depth on this because...
Because they called us
because
this.
Because of this, yeah.
So here's the best part. Can you, you could take me off screen. If you can scrub in that video or like play that video on B-roll, just put it up, maybe
yeah,
perhaps.
Let's put it
on B-roll. And I want to tell you a few things. Let's debunk this video. So number one, you know, not only did they tie all these things together and they're saying that pro-choicers are this, they called me a anti-choice activist. Number one, I'm not an activist. I am a show host. I'm a commentator and I'm also a credentialed reporter. I don't do activism. That's one thing that people criticize me for. They're always like, why aren't you an activist? Why don't you become more America first? Why don't you go out and get on bullhorns and rally people? Well, I have loved people who do that. That's awesome. And I love the America First platform, and I love how Alex Jones and people go out there and they're rallying people, or, you know, and there's all these kids out there having fun. Great. I'm all for that. But that's just not what I do. It's like asking a Mexican restaurant why they don't serve sushi. That's just not what they serve. Okay. I'm not an anti-choice activist. I don't even have a history of that. But also, they put up a picture of me with blood in my mouth, accusing me of being violent. And it's like, that's literally an image of me after I got jumped from violent BLM looters in Philadelphia. Like, they're using the image of me being a victim of radical left-wing domestic terrorists as evidence that I'm a radical right-wing domestic terrorist. I don't buy it. I mean, don't you? I mean, Sav, you were there with me in Philadelphia. I mean, it's like, we're, can you just, you set the record straight. Were we violent there? I mean, what actually happened?
No, but I actually was going to jump in here and say that that was one of the first protests that we went and covered together. And it happened to be one of the most violent things that I have ever gone and covered. To this day, it is still one of the most shocking events I witnessed, in the sense that there were so many people committing crimes on the name of Black Lives Matter. And again, like you said, they had to find and use the picture of not you actually doing your job, you know, as a reporter, but you after you had gotten jumped by Black Lives Matter activists to prove their point that you are somehow, or to make you look violent. So
yeah, it's really bad. If we can bring that back up, the video, that, let's just bring it back up. So, you know, number two, or maybe around like number 10, they put up this tweet, right, of a picture that I took of a staffer's desk, and that says, "Breaking, I'm inside Nancy Pelosi's office with thousands of revolutionaries who have stormed the building," which is a totally, I stand by that tweet. Blaze asked me to delete it. I didn't delete it personally. It was taken down, and then it was re-uploaded intentionally with the screens blurred as to prevent potential private information from being shared. Turns out there was no private information on the screen, which is great. So no laws were violated. But they said I broke into Nancy Pelosi's office. I didn't. Actually, some people, the doors were unlocked, allegedly, I believe. I can neither confirm or deny any of this. But, I mean, there were people there. There were police there. I just walked in and followed police. I had my badge. I'm a credentialed reporter. Even my dad was like, "Are you really a credential? Like, how does that work?" And then I show him the back of my badge. It says property of the U.S. Senate. And at the top, it says press galleries of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Like, there's not much more of a press credential you can get to, like, be that and the Capitol building.
Elijah, I'll jump in and say and back you on this too, because whenever we were there at the front of this, when the police were trying to push people back initially, this one officer said, "Hey, ma'am, can you step down?" And I showed him my press credential, being like, "Okay, let's see if this works." And he was like, "Oh, you're press? Okay, feel free to stand there. You know, you're doing your job? Okay, I'm not going to tell you to move anymore." So even the police officers, after we showed them our press credentials, they even recognized that and realized, like, okay, this does get give you permission to be here.
Right. And you know, that's what I say. So when you see this kind of wording, let's go back to this Mashable article with the woman that was supposed to be me. This is the kind of defamation that we get. And I don't want to read any other ones. This is actually one of the top articles that comes up when you Google my name, which can really affect us financially and has made our lives very difficult. But thanks to you guys and you guys supporting us, that hasn't been taken away from us. And we're going to be growing, actually, because you guys have come out in such a support and supported us at blazetv.com. And guys, because you've supported us, I'm reminding you that, you know, that's one of the places that we cannot be deplatformed. And because the censorship and them trying to ruin every single voice that opposes them, including Howley and Cruz, like, we asked the Blaze and they were like, "Yes, we can give slightly offensive audiences more of a discount, like a bigger discount than normal," which is why they give $30 off. And I mean, it's like, dude, like I said, if you can't support us at blazetv.com or whatever, that's totally cool too. You can always leave us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on audio. It really helps us out. But I'm really grateful for Blaze because of people like this. Check out this article that we were talking about from Mashable. It says, you know, "Elijah Schaefer is a right-wing personality on the Glenn Beck-founded outlet Blaze TV." I guess that's kind of true, but I don't know. In a now-deleted tweet on Wednesday, Schaefer posted a photo that he said he's taken in Nancy Pelosi's office and called the rioters revolutionaries. Schaefer since claimed that he was not directly a part of the group who stormed the Capitol and was covering the events as a member of the press. I didn't claim that. It's just the truth. You know why they say that, Savannah? He claimed this. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. It's not a claim. It's like a demonstrative proof.
I mean, that's
proof.
What was happening, but okay. That's just, again, how they use wording to try to twist and manipulate, you know, the way that people think.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's, yeah, propaganda. Mm-hmm. It says here, Schaefer commands a large audience on YouTube, both on his personal channel with approximately 350,000 followers and on Blaze TV's channel with 1.34 million subscribers. He regularly promotes pro-Trump conspiracy theories. What? And talking points. No, we don't, actually. We do talk about people that have their own theories. We talk about the Russiagate conspiracy theory, but we don't promote it, including challenging the legitimacy of the 2020 election. That's not a conspiracy to challenge. Like, people actually challenged it. If people were challenging it and we were covering them challenging it, how is that a conspiracy theory? It's like they're saying he did his job and covered and told the truth about what people were showing and saying, and that makes him dangerous. It said that, in short, he is one of the voices that has elevated and empowered the false claim of election fraud. No, I have not been a power. Well, actually, Savannah, can bring us both on screen again and launch the confetti?
All right. Confetti time, part three today.
We're powerful. We're powerful voices. Apparently, we are powerful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Show us, flex for us for a second. Where are you at? Flex me your muscles.
Oh, where? You see
wow.
that?
Wow. Yeah, are you doing kickboxing right now, I think?
I am doing kickboxing. So that way, if Antifa ever mobs me again, I can defend myself just a little bit.
Yeah. And this is to tell you guys, for those of you guys that are Savannah Sims, or even some of you guys are like, who's Savannah? Why is she on all the time? Why don't you bring on more guests? We both believe we should have more guests on. And once the studio is done, it should be about 5 or 6 weeks till it's done. We're setting it up to have 2 guests at a time, actually. And we're going to bring you better stuff. And that's to be looking forward to. But it says, look at this, that my support led to the riots Wednesday, meaning they're again setting up a precedent to try to say that a reporter reporting on the real news is somehow a violent insurrectionist. He's part of the problem. And this is what it brings up something deeper. Vice even went further. Vice hasn't made a good article in a very long time. They said that anti-abortion activists were all over the Capitol riots, in which they're always going after an anti-abortion activist that is famous for Baby Lives Matter murals, Taylor Hansen, who, by the way, is an anti-abortion activist, but he's not an insurrectionist like the video said. And this is the kind of flagrant dishonesty. And it's not just Vice. Check this out. Mother Jones, which is another far-left outlet, said long before the Capitol riots, anti-abortion extremists showed us the dangers of inflammatory propaganda. This goes into the fact that, you guys, they knew that they were going to use this January 6th riot to attack everybody they disagree with. Marjorie Greene, Senator Cruz, Howley, myself. By the way, I know it seems weird, and Savannah can agree to this. It's like, because you obviously, with you guys following us for so long and them hitting our channel, the reason why we're going to even do some additional work is because they've nuked our channel so badly that you can't even get our notifications half the time. And sometimes our videos don't even show up for days for viewers. So we're trying to find ways around this. That's why we're on Telegram and Gab and Spotify and iTunes. We try to be on as many platforms, Twitter, Instagram, so that we can get you guys our content, because we know that YouTube suppresses us. We're also on Rumble and Odyssey as well. But most importantly, I bring up the fact that it's not an accident that all of these articles come out saying the same thing and same propaganda at the same time. Once the Capitol riots happened, I warned you guys that they were going to try to bait the right wing into attacking so they could use this event against them. And Savannah, you remember that. I know we're reiterating the fact, but because Charlottesville has not been stopped being used, even though it was a small scale Capital Six event, mm-hmm. we knew they would use this, even though the majority of the people who died at the Capitol riots were Trump supporters. They're still going to say that this is the worst thing that ever happened to America, but we're going to find out later it wasn't.
Exactly. And that's why, too, we're seeing AOC, which we were going to talk about this more too later, but basically falsely claimed that she has PTSD because of everything that happened with the Capitol. Turns out she wasn't even in the building that was being attacked. But politicians like AOC are furthering this attack on Trump supporters, constantly demonizing us. And that's what I talked about, too, because a lot of people never talk about the point that January 6th was a lot of Trump supporters who felt that the media and politicians had demonized them for 4 years. And that's the sense that I was getting from a lot of people. They're basically saying the time for peace is over because we're tired of being demonized. We're tired of being attacked in the streets. If we get attacked by Antifa and BLM, we ask the police for help and the police turn a blind eye. The politicians hate us and so does the media. So we're tired of it. And, you know, again, that was the result of that.
Right. And that's why I want to tell you guys that as these things happened, you know, that day, I always in DC protect myself. I always want to make sure that I'm carrying and holding the weight to protect my body. That's why I want to tell you an amazing sponsor that comes on the show regularly and supports you, the viewer. If you go to AR500.com and you use my code offensive, that's AR500.com/offensive, you can get 20% off all of your needs for personal body armor and protection. Guys, the world is not safe. And before you buy a gun or you buy some sort of of an offensive measure to protect yourself. Make sure that you defense yourself with the best body armor in America. AR500.com/offensive not only gives you 20% off your entire purchase, but I want to let you know that they protect you with the same armor and plate carriers that we rely on here at Slightly Offensive. Not only can you get body armor, but you can get your plate carriers for just $84. Check that out with 20% off. That's so crazy. About $60. You can get the best body armor in America and protect yourself. Now, I want to tell you guys this as well, tying this in with something that's happening in the real world. In the Empire State in New York, they are trying to outlaw body armor. I'm telling you, they're trying to make the unlawful possession or purchase of a body vest illegal. That means that if the bill passes, it will be a felony to own or purchase body armor in the state of New York. Our rights are under attack. Our ability to order things is under attack. That's why we are telling you before it's too late, before it's outlawed. These attacks are just the beginning. If you're throughout the rest of the country, you need to educate yourself and realize these things can happen in your state too, as Californians and New Yorkers move out of their state. In the meantime, guys, please go to AR500.com/offensive, pick up a plate carrier, pick up some plates, protect yourself, be prepared, prepare your family. Don't wait till it's too late. I've had guns pointed at me, and thank God I didn't get shot, but I did have a plate carrier in case they did to protect my vital organs. Anyway, go to AR500.com/offensive. To get your order today. Now, I want to talk about this. So it gets crazier, guys. So the development of this, and we've talked about this, Savannah, they are using the Capitol 6 riots to target everyday citizens. And Trump said this. He said, as they come for me, they're not coming for me. I'm in the way of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I want to say this to those of you guys, the SOBs, the slightly offensive backers. Just remember, we have our biggest community on Telegram. That's what we're growing.
Follow us there.
Yeah,
guys.
Telegram's great. Just type in slightly offensive. It's been fun. I'm back to making my original memes. But they're also going after now the senators and the reporters who are right wing, because if they can crush us, their next step is to crush you. They want to put you in jail for supporting the Constitution. They want to imprison you for supporting the Bill of Rights, for supporting your amendments. They want you to be illegal to have your own beliefs. And we know that because of their not only attacks on Americans, but also their defense of China using similar tactics recently with Muslims to re-educate them. American totalitarians, the Democrats, want to re-educate you out of your love for the country and into your authoritarian hatred of the nation that we so love and choose. And we know the feds are in on this. Check this out. It's an exclusive from the Post Millennial. Trump supporters are flagged with facial recognition technology at the airport and interrogated by the DHS and the FBI. This is scary, but this is a true story. It starts here at the top that a Trump supporter who attended the peaceful rally that preceded the Capitol Hill riot revealed to the Post Millennial that she was flagged with facial recognition technology and interrogated by Homeland Security while flying home from vacation last week. Then FBI agents appeared at her house. So what she talks about is this, guys, that she's 54 years old. Her name is Dana Kurtbeck of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. She traveled to Mexico with her daughter. She came in. Homeland Security interrogated her. They detained her. They treated her like she was a terrorist. Then FBI agents showed up to her house and they brought fake pictures saying, people are saying this is you inside the Capitol. And she's going, well, you're wasting your money. I wasn't inside the Capitol. We've seen the same thing happen with Brandon Strock, the founder of the Walk Away movement, being indicted by the FBI, saying that we hear him yelling things about taking away shields from the police, when I really believe that Brandon Strock is being more targeted because of his position and power in the right wing. If he committed any crimes, well, I know that they'll probably hold him accountable. They will never hold left-wing activists accountable, but they will hold right-wing activists accountable. But ultimately,
and Elijah, yeah. Too, just to talk about this story a little bit more, because I was reading this yesterday, I don't think anyone actually even accused her of going and being a part of the Capitol siege. She was in attendance of Trump's rally on just the portion where, you know, we saw thousands and thousands of people. She was just in attendance of that rally to listen to the president speak. She was nowhere near the Capitol siege, yet she was still tracked down, facial recognition software, and interrogated by our intelligence agencies, because it's now illegal, apparently, to support the president. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, and I want to say this, that's a good point, because she wasn't a part of anything that happened. And this would be like arresting a random person for attending a BLM protest last year. Not only did we not see the actual agitators and criminals get arrested, but let alone the people who attended. Now, it's even more serious, because check out this part. She was with her daughter, who wasn't even there. Her adult daughter was also detained and taken into another room, but she was not in the nation's capital for the protest. So they arrested a family member, or detained. I mean, maybe arrested is the wrong phrase. They arrested her daughter.
And honestly, too, just to ask this question, what? Because I'm not sure, but is that legal to do? I mean, when it comes to the government detaining you, what are your rights? I feel like Trump supporters really need to start understanding what their rights are, because we are seeing such a big crackdown. What do you do when the FBI comes to your door? What do you do if you're on
a flight? I'll tell you.
So
if the FBI, this is not legal counsel. I'm not a lawyer. And I always say that, but mm-hmm. I can tell you from somebody who deals with intelligence communities and deals with legal issues with the federal government. Number one, that they usually are lying. You need to make sure that they show you their badge, that you always ask, please show me your badge, identify yourself. If they won't, then just say you have,
you what know, do you mean they're lying? What does that mean?
Well, they often are like, they lie about things like, oh, we're here to just talk to you about a couple of questions, but mm-hmm. they have intent to interrogate you or to show you, or they have fake evidence against you. They use this a lot. Like, they'll bring up a picture that's not you, right, and say, oh, we see that you were there, to try to trigger you and try to use disinformation. Mm-hmm. So one of the main things you need to do is you need to ask them, show me your badge, identify yourself. What's your name? What's your agent? Write it down. You need to ask. I would say you should ask to consent to film. I would just film. I would turn on your phone. I would record the audio. I would make sure that you record yourself if you're being questioned at your own property, especially private property. Mm-hmm. You can answer any questions like, you know, is this your name? Is this your birthday? Is this where you work? Sure. Any yes or no questions that are simple. Any questions that require explanation, like why were you there or what? If it's anything beyond simple of like, I was not involved at all, I didn't do anything. If you are like, well, I mean, I was nearby, just say, I would like to speak to a legal representative. If you feel like you could be involved in anything criminal or they could use against you, you need to contact legal representatives. And you need to make sure that you have an attorney, and they're going to hassle you and say, oh, well, you know, we're going to arrest you right now. You're going to be hassled. And then you go, well, you know, okay, well, I would like a legal representation. You know, I did not commit any crimes. But I always feel more comfortable with an attorney present. And so you make sure that you have an attorney present, as we go forward, because even if you're thinking, well, I'm not violating, you know, crimes now, they are trying to make MAGA rallies illegal. That's a real true story. And so what if you attend a MAGA rally in the future and you get arrested for attending a domestic terrorist event?
Well that's the thing,
that's
too.
Crazy.
They keep moving that goalpost and saying, oh, well, actually now this is illegal. Now this is illegal. I mean, think about 10 years ago, you know, misgendering someone is now almost essentially a crime.
It is a crime in California.
Yeah, exactly. So 10 years ago, that was never a thing.
Body armor in New York?
Yeah, you can't even defend yourself. Or yeah, you can't even buy body armor to keep yourself protected.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's why even this, check this out, CNN is reporting that House Democrats will take the first steps to remove Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. Majority Leader Hoyer says that basically the Democrats want all populist people and individuals out. And this is why I'm telling you, is that when they deplatformed Trump and when they came for Trump, when they come for like a reporter like myself for my First Amendment rights as a reporter, a credentialed reporter, when they come for us and they don't go after the New Yorker or AP, when they slander and label us this, you go, well, that sucks for Elijah, but how does it affect me? It affects you because, look, it goes from saying the president is a criminal for inciting violence, even though he didn't, and the timelines show that, and anyone promoting that is a conspiracy theorist. They say the president incited violence, and they go, well, at least I'm not the president. And then they go, well, this reporter committed a crime. And you go, well, no, he didn't. But then they're saying now everybody who supports life, everybody who's against abortion is an extremist. You see how they break it down, so where they go for targets until they're demonizing half the country. And they're not just no longer just, you know, calling us terrorists, white supremacists and bigots. They are creating a narrative, a legal case against us. And it's scary. It really is. And I brought this tweet up here. And I just said, it's funny, you know, under Trump, Madonna spoke about blowing up the White House. Sarah Silverman tweeted about a military coup against President Trump. Johnny Depp talked about assassinating Trump. Democrats have been calling for political violence for years. It's shameful. And I even brought up an old article about how Sarah Silverman calls for a military coup. Look, if you're even a journalist at a coup, per se, or whatever you want to call it, a riot, I don't care anymore at this point what you call it, because everybody calls it something different. The left has the right to genuinely call for a coup, to call for assassination. But you as a right-wing person, if you have moderate views, if you are libertarian, if you are just not alt left, if you are, you know, like center left, center right, you are now a criminal because of January 6th, and you will never live this down. And they will make sure that they use and squeeze out of this every single bit of authoritarian fascism that they can. And they will never hold their people accountable, and they will hold you accountable for these things. I want to bring this up too. They talk about, well, the fact that we sieged the Capitol, we as in the right wing, as if everybody's responsible for what happened, as if it wasn't the responsibility of a few people or the organizations and the groups that organized, right? It's like we never blamed BLM protesters for being responsible for the crimes of BLM, but we did put the responsibility on the group for not condemning the actions. But most of the right wing condemned the violence. Some people thought the violence was good. I don't, you know, people have different views on this, and that's just up to them. But here, I'm not here to take a view on this. I'm just here to say, I captured what happened. Make of it what you want. I will not promote violence ever. I would never sanction violence. And I will say this, just like I would say you should not be attacking police officers at the Capitol, you should also not be attacking police officers at the White House, which if we're reminded, that's what BLM and Antifa did back in June. And I put up this picture and I said, remember when BLM and Antifa sieged the White House last year, injured 60 Secret Service officers and set the historic St. John's Church on fire. Then Trump had them cleared out with tear gas, and Democrats and politician pundits defended the violent terrorists as peaceful protesters. Not only that, but the Department of Defense said that they apologized for this. So this was scenes outside the White House last year when they tried to siege it, and Donald Trump, the sitting president, 45th president of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, was sieged by domestic terrorists. We've forgotten about this, actually. And you see this B-roll footage right here. I mean, it was much more severe than this. I wish we could see some of the great footage from, look, and they're like recording the people, like, aren't, you know, this is reporters doing their job and just documenting the event. Is that reporter a terrorist, Savannah? That's a terrorist.
Based off of the left's definition, apparently. Yeah. Apparently so.
Now, what are you doing, sir? You're not allowed to report
and
on things.
You know, I'm glad that you're bringing this up, too, because I didn't even remember that this happened. Not that I don't remember that it happened, but I remember reading a couple stories about how Trump had to go, underground in a bunker. They were making fun of him for it. But really, these images of people going and sieging the White House, of breaking through those barriers, were pretty much hidden. And I don't know if I was, you know, covering other things at that point, but I don't even remember seeing this, to be quite honest.
Yeah, see, and a lot of people forgot because the media buried this and they made... what you might remember is the day after this, Trump holding a Bible upside down in front of St. John's Church. And they made the argument about whether Trump should have been gassing these people who were peaceful, but they buried that the night before they injured 60 officers, which is more than the officers, I believe, that were injured at the Capitol.
My favorite part, too, of every single time they say that these are peaceful people that got tear gas is that police always give at least 10 warnings. They're like, hey, y'all need to leave. This is what's happening before we start shooting up, you know, munitions. Y'all need to leave. Y'all need to leave. I've watched this happen in Portland, in all of these places with these types of riots and events like this. And so they get several warnings. And then when they finally get shot, they're like, oh my gosh, how could you do this? How could you only give us 10 warnings that you were going to shoot tear gas?
Right. And you know, another thing that got covered up, let's talk about something even more recent. This is from Andy No. Do you know that an Antifa group sieged the Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, Washington, forcing staff to flee for their lives, and guests in 40 rooms had a shelter in place. Then Antifa brought hatchets, knives, and other weapons to siege. This is a city statement. So this just happened on February 1st. Antifa in the Pacific Northwest sieged a hotel. And some of the images here is that a group of employees of the hotel had been safely escorted out of the occupied hotel after sheltering in the basement through the afternoon and part of the evening. With this 911 to report, a group was attempting to forcibly take over the hotel. The police department received reports that the employees felt under threat from the group and that the employee was allegedly assaulted. So the left sieging things is neither a new thing and it's neither an old thing. It's just, it's been happening. It's still happening. And their calls for violence have been left unchecked. And the media is burying right now what Antifa is doing, the violence of their terrorist groups. And they continue to focus on the right wing and what they've done with still, even with AOC today saying about a Trump supporter planting pipe bombs around the Capitol with no evidence yet that Trump supporters are the ones who did that. We still don't know who planted the bombs. They invent narratives and make it why? Because they want to destroy you. Ladies and gentlemen, viewers of Slightly Offensive, lovers of all things high graphics, confetti. Can we just last time cue that? You are here today, and I want to remind you as we close out that this threat is not about the Republican Party. It is not about the presidency. It is not about reporters. It is not about the Blaze. And it is not about pro-lifers. This is about an ideological stigmatism and a dogma of enemies within, like Nancy Pelosi said. These are communist infiltrators, socialists, anti-American authoritarian globalists, elites. These are one world government fighters who are uniting together to undermine the strength and the victorious history of our country and to tie us down with our hands and to manipulate the masses and ruin the lives of anyone who dissents. This is not a war about ideas. This is a war against Americanism itself, the exceptional foundations of this country. And if we do not continue to stand up and do what is necessary to take back this country, then we will find ourselves without one. I do not believe that the way that the Capitol 6 events were handled was the right way to approach things. But that doesn't mean that there aren't alternative ways, peaceful ways, better ways, more accomplishing ways that we can unite together to win. Bernie Sanders even said that he thinks that the Republicans, the right wing, will take back the House and the Senate in 2022. I think they might too. But for now, we are fighting for the lives of the unborn. We are fighting for the rights of those living. And we are fighting for the lives of the futures of the generations that come after us. We will not rest and we will not stop. Whether they defame us, rob us, ruin us, cancel us, it is not going away. The truth will never cease, and we will never stop producing work here. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. As always, we have to give you one last confetti graphic. Make sure if you make it this far in the podcast, I always say to, check out all the links below. Follow us on different social media to get our content and our updates. You can also leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And as we get, challenges with being deplatformed in trouble, just remember that we're always available on blazetv.com/Elijah. Again, go to blazetv.com/Elijah and you can find our content there, hopefully till the end of time. I'm in the middle of working out some new deals with Blaze to be here for many years as they back us, financially support us, and give us the tools we need to create the content that you guys want. It's only going to be getting better this year. Major upgrades are going to be happening. Maybe our even confetti will get better. Who knows? You can follow me anywhere below. You can also follow Savannah in the links in the descriptions below. Savannah, you got a last closing word?
Thank you guys for sticking with us. We appreciate you all. And, Elijah, I think you took the words out of my mouth in terms of just that closing statement. It was really great. And I feel like a lot of people need to realize and are realizing and waking up to the fact that we need to take back our country. We need to stand firm in what we believe in and not be bullied into
submission.
Yeah. Thank you. And what's going on right now. That's my closing statement.
All right, guys. Anyway, have a great rest of the week. As always, may God bless the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world. I'm signing out.